Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
The Dave and Doreen Morning KLH. Dave Coombs is sitting in, host of the Midday Show, along with Marcus. And it's time for us to welcome the president of our Milwaukee Brewers, the main man, the guy who sits and makes decisions that affect our game experience. And it's going to be even more fun in 2024. Rick Schlesinger, good morning. How you doing, Rick?
I'm having fun.
Oh, I'm sure you are. We have so much to talk about. First of all, congratulations. Ticket sales are up vis-a-vis last year. So you guys are ahead. And I understand you're ahead in like double-digit percentage, which is really a big deal. But as you know, as we get older, parking is a big part of our lives, Rick. And there's going to be a whole new parking process at AmFam Field this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest complaints from our fans is the long lines of cars to get into the gates and into the lots. And so we've eliminated that. So when people come to the parking lots, they don't have to do a transaction when they're entering the lot. They literally go. They'll be directed to parking. So they'll free flow into the parking spot. Once they're in their spot, they scan a QR code, which is on every light post, and will be around Rovers will have the QR code. That gets you to your parking. If you've prepaid parking like most of our fans do, you just put in your license plate number in the prompt. If you haven't prepaid, you'll prompt to put in a credit card, your license plate, and away you go. So, you know, people will not be queuing up with 30 or 40 cars in line. They'll all be in their own parking spot. And with a few clicks, they'll be able to just activate the parking and get into the ballpark without delays or tailgate without delays.
This is the other Dave from the Midday Show, Rick, and I'm waiting for the day when we have flying cars. Are you gonna be prepared for that?
Yeah, it's probably gonna have to be somebody else to deal with. I won't be around for that, but you gotta advance the technology. We have the license plate technology readers are really sophisticated. And it's going to hopefully be a really good experience with fans. There'll be some operational challenges, like anything that's new. It's going to be different. Our fans are going to have to be a little patient, but I think they're going to really enjoy the experience because, you know, instead of lining up with 30 cars and somebody fumbling for their credit card and with the parking attendant, it'll be seamless. They'll just go into the parking spot and there'll be plenty of people to help tell people what to do. If there's questions, they won't be left out there exposed. Everybody will have help, and we'll make it really, really easy and seamless.
Rick, a couple of days ago, we found a list of the best ballpark foods, and AmFam Field ranks second on that list. So what do you think makes our foods that good, and what new foods are you looking forward to this year?
Yeah, so I think people love the brats and the hot dogs and the staples, but I think, along with our partner, Delaware North, we try to, introduce new items. We try to make sure the stuff is fun and healthy and happy. We've got a lot of new things this year. We've got this Third Street Market Hall Annex, which is going to have tacos, barbecue, Asian fusion, Venezuelan. That's something new. We're taking, the lead from the Third Street Market Hall downtown, which is very popular, and bringing it sort of to the ballpark. We've got a lot of new Polish sausage items, chicken parm sandwiches, chili cheese tots, dog of the north.
Dog of the north.
Cheese dogs. We have a special Leinenkugel's summer shandy bratwurst beer at the Barrel Yard, which is going to be great. We're always trying to bring us some new things and making sure that the brats are hot, the beer is cold, and the experience is fun.
So you got new scoreboards, too. One of them, I understand, is one of the biggest in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, so we replaced our 5,900 square foot board with a 12,077 square foot ball in center field, and then we've also added a new 2,800 square foot board in right field. So, massive upgrade, really high resolution boards. We're gonna have a lot of fun with it. People want to see the videos, the highlights, the stats. All that stuff is gonna be presented, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. And we've had a lot of fun, activating it, doing different things with it, so I think it's going to be really impactful.
You've been watching Netflix on it, haven't you?
Well, no, but if somebody else is doing that, I guess, they're doing it without me watching.
That's funny.
It's really amazing to see the board, how big it is.
I'm excited about this, the fact that it's not just the main display, but you've got another one, which is huge, over right field. So everybody will have access to really good LED screens.
Absolutely. I mean, they're 8 millimeter resolution, which is the highest resolution of any board in Major League Baseball. Wow. So you know, the quality of the video will be, you know, unbelievable. And again, we'll be able to show stats and videos and highlights and have fun and crowd prompts. In, you know, we'll have fun with it. And we're going to experiment. We're going to do some different things with it. It should be game-breaking.
You know, we had a chance to talk to Pat Murphy a few weeks ago. He is quite the character, the skipper of the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that dude needs his own show. He's a funny man.
Yeah, he's really great. You know, he's very funny. He relates to the players. He knows when to be funny. He knows when to be serious. He knows how pressure baseball is and how tough it is to play this game. And his job is sometimes to add a little levity during the moment, but also, you know, to ramp up the intensity when we need it. And the guys know him. He's been our bench coach for 7 years. Now he's our field manager. We got Ricky Weeks as our associate coach, and the players love him. He's obviously a very relatable player, high baseball IQ, and knows the game and knows the Brewers. So we're excited with the coaching staff.
What about Devin Williams? Who's going to step in for him, do you think?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is, you know, we've got a lot of good live arms in the bullpen, and whether that's, or you know, Abner Uribe or Hyams, sometimes Hobie Milner. I feel like we'll sort of do mix and matchups, and somebody may emerge. If not, we'll do it by, you know, matchups. And mm-hmm. The good news is we've got a lot of good arms who can, you know, you can't replace Devin Williams, but, you know, we can hold the fort until he comes back. And, you know, bullpen still remains our strength. But, yeah, Devin, we need him back, and hopefully he's back in midsummer and in good form and leads us to the postseason.
So I got to know, so the approach of the Packers this year was to be new and improve with young talent, and they surprised a lot of us. Is that the kind of mindset of this Brewers squad, especially with Jackson Churio coming on board and Sal Frelick developing? Is that kind of the mindset of watch this young talent develop through the year?
Yeah, I think we have just a fantastic group of young players who are ready to emerge. You know, we saw glimpses of them, Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang. Obviously, they had some, you know, challenges, as rookies often do, learning how to play Major League Baseball. But with a little bit of seasoning under their belt from last year, we're expecting them to all take, you know, a leap forward. And we have a great farm system. It's probably the second or third best in baseball. We have great young guys. And a mix of some veterans like Hoskins, now our first baseman, Yelich in left, you know, Willie Adames in short to sort of be the leaders of the team. But, yeah, I think this is the next generation of Brewer stars, and it's fun to see them at their beginning of their careers as they develop, and they bring their enthusiasm, their fun, their intensity. And sometimes they're going to make mistakes, but you know what? Rookies do that. But I think we're going to enjoy the experience of watching them this year.
Rick, thank you so much for the time. It's great to talk baseball because – it brings a little warmth to all of us. We appreciate it. Thank you for your time,
Thank
Rick.
You.
All right, take care. Rick Schlesinger from your Milwaukee Brewers.